USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump discusses how the White House is trying to lower prescription drug prices.
To address this unfairness and to lower prices for Americans, we're finalizing the Most Favored Nation Rule. Remember that name, Most Favored Nation Rule. Nobody's ever done this.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany has a message for reporters.
Thank you, everyone, for the very good and personal questions today.
Those comments at the end of the briefing and directed at CNN's Caitlin Collins. McEnany also asked about the vaccine, says there should be roughly 40 million vaccinations available by the end of the year due to the administration's unprecedented response to the outbreak of the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Your Turkey Day dinner will set you back a little bit less this year.
Thanksgiving celebrations may look different this year, but one thing will still be consistent: Thanksgiving dinner. And that dinner will cost you less than it has in a decade, according to new data from the American Farm Bureau. The menu for 10 people will cost an average of $46.90. That's less than $5 a person, and down $2 from a year ago. The shopping list from the Farm Bureau survey includes a turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls and butter, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, a pumpkin pie with whipped cream, and coffee and milk. That even leaves room for leftovers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
According to a new report from UNICEF, data from 191 countries found no consistent link between reopening schools and increased rates of COVID-19 infection. The report saying schools are not a main driver of community transmission and children are more likely to get the virus outside of a school setting. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the coronavirus pandemic forces many people to work from home, could they be seeing a new tax? Certified public accountant Dan Geltrude has the details.
This tax is being referred to as a privilege tax. Now, this is not something right now anyway that anyone in government is talking about, but it doesn't mean that because there's talk of a tax, it wouldn't be considered. So this is actually coming from Deutsche Bank. And really what it is it's a tax on people who are working from home. Now, just when we're in the midst of this pandemic and people are getting some benefit from not having to commute and saving perhaps on some other costs, the concept is you would pay a 5% tax for the quote-unquote privilege of working from home. Now, who pays the tax? Well, the proposal is this. The employer would pay that tax if they don't provide a permanent workspace for you at the office. Otherwise, the employee pays the tax.
If the government were to move on a tax like that, it would bring in just over $48 million. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or as well on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.